Shin Aleph, Chof Dalet, Chof Hei Chof Vav. The lafas are not all that common here, because it's talking about going out with a kmeya, which is not too common. What's that? However, the halachas that aren't again over here, really, what are these things here for refuah? So they talk about here the peskim. What's the story? Carrying things keneged ayin hara ukedema. Right to bindala, carrying all these steps. The truth is that the halacha talks about later on. Mechaber is going to talk about in Shin Gimel. A woman used to have a certain type of a stone that a woman who was expecting would carry that she shouldn't be mapo. Yeah, Evan Tekuma. Chav Dalet. Yoitza be'Evan Tekuma. Pirish Ha'aruch. Evan Yedua Shekshi Ala Isha Lo Itapel. That's Shin Gimel Chav Dalet. The interesting halacha is that even if she's not muveret yet, El Shechashesh Shemat is Aver V'Tapel. She would already wear it. The things that are kinegadis, the ayin horo, the Kavachayim talks about it, Simin Kuflamid Hei, in the Simin, Ois Kuflamid Hei, and he brings down Mekilim that it's not a problem, that in the case where it's not a Rishus Haravim, you could be Megal. It's not a Rishus Haravim Gemuro, then I think that's where he says, that's where the Paiskim for the most part go to be Megal. In Rishus Haravim Gemuro, then it could be that you need a davar which is a mumche, like the Mechaber says over here. The truth is that over here the Mishnah Berurah sends you to Simen Shin Ches, and Simen Shin Ches, Ayin Kamon Simen Shin Ches, Mishnah Berurah Sivkar and Kuf Chav Tes. He says right at the beginning of these halachas, because over there the Mishnah Berurah says that there's manenu that we don't have Rishus Harabim, so even if the Kamei is not mumche, even if it's you're allowed to be mekel, because only handling the Rabbanans to start out with. So as long as there's some tzad that it's going to work, then that's enough. The loy kumag b'sefer shulchan atishidim pasuk gam kein demutar lasis the karmelis b'stam kameya shli batku v'loy hoyel avol kameya she'inu mumche vaday after the karmelis also. If you know for sure that it doesn't work, if you have a suffix, then you can be meikol. If you know for sure it doesn't work, then you shouldn't be meikol. These halachos really are negiyah to other things also. The Kavachayim brings down a mice over there a few years later of a certain person that he learned a certain lachash, he could write something. And when everybody, any time that a person would swallow poison, then he would write it and they would throw up the poison. So he said that he used it on a few people who tried to commit suicide, and each time it worked. Each time it worked that they vomited that which they drank. But Kitzer came one Friday night, and a girl drank it, I don't know if it was on purpose or not on purpose, and they saw that she was taka bidke miso. She started... She was on her way out, and he quickly wrote it on Shabbos, and she threw up, and she became better. So they donned, was he allowed to do the Lechatchil or not? He's Ivron Yisadar Aysel, Siva. So if you know, P'koch Nefesh, you're allowed to be Ivron Yisadar Aysel. The question is this considered a refuah, that's Beduka, that you're allowed to be Simuch on Yisadar Aysel? Over here, we don't say it by Kimeah, even though it's a Chshash, of the Chareb Kuch Nefesh over here, possibly, the guy is sick. Nevertheless, if it's not Mumche, you're not allowed to answer Rishus Haravim. So in this case, so he brings down over there that certainly B'diyevet, in hindsight, he says for sure he did the right thing. The question is, he brings down the Birkei Yosef, Chida, and Zarich has been to get to it. Chareb, in such a case where he did it already a few times and it worked, then Lachareb, it's a good chance that such a thing would work. And there's a big tzad to be mekel. The Rambam b'chlal is not mekel with these types of things. But over there would be a good tzad to be mekel. La'alach al-maisa, it seems like these type of things, I don't know. If you want to, they talk about this. You want to write a letter to, they write a kvittel for the Rebbe. If a person's in a masa, it's a kind of Rosh, it says, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Talk about that. It's really in Shun Chof Ches. With regard to over here, with regard to Yisil, Rishus Haravim, L'chor, it's more negia, the needing of Reita Bindel and all sorts of things that people wear, Keneged Ayin Har. Reita Bindel maybe is considered a Tachshir anyhow. People like to put it on as a... And certainly if it's not a Rishus Haravim Gemur, like this Manenu, then L'chor, you could be Mekel Be'Valeh.